Breaking the Mould.
Hi, my name is Paul Cook. I'm team leader for Sustainable Development and Living Environment within the Council. But during the development of Park Penalta, I worked for Groundwork Caerphilly as project manager for the project. The Breaking the Mould project came about as part of the Millennium Programme to regenerate coal tips and areas of spoil. So the idea was that every site of the 21 sites for Groundwork UK had something similar on site to kind of link them together. So the idea was to design a sculpture which could be used in different locations in different ways. So various workshops were done with children and people involved in the various sites, design a sculpture which could be used in different locations. The Breaking the Mould is a result of that. And what happened is that the artist, Andrew McKeown, would come to site, and he actually had a version of the model. He made a polystyrene in the back of his van, so he identified the location, and it went onto site, and then put the various pieces in a way that seemed appropriate for the site. So that the taller pieces, you can see, are pointed towards Tyler Town Colliery, and the others arranged to make a seating area around the seed to make an interesting sculpture. And there are various different versions of this on 21 sites throughout the UK. Well, I really like the sculpture. When the idea of getting a sculpture to fit on 21 sites was originally thought, I thought it might be very difficult to do. I don't know how well it works on other sites, but it certainly seems to work very well on Park Penalta, because it is about reclaiming land and it's about new beginnings, and the steel seed coming out of the old concrete block seems very sort of apt for the site itself.